seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved.
So, all right, welcome to the Problem Solve Show, everyone. We have a problem, and then we're going to tell you how we solved it. Exactly. So I talked to Katie, and I said, listen, all these questions are about sex. What is that about? And she goes, oh, well, I specifically asked for questions about sex. I'm like, what? Because was it because you're not going to have to answer any of them? Katie
threw us under the bus.
Because the topic was marriage and conflict, and then all the questions were about sex. So,
which, to be honest, is probably like
a lot of conflict, yeah. And marriage. Yes. Yeah. But so we don't really want to talk about it.
And we kind of already did. We did. I feel like when I read the questions that were sent in, they were very vulnerable, and I'm really grateful that people felt like they could send us such vulnerable questions. But I don't feel comfortable answering them in a public way like this. And I don't think I'm qualified to answer a lot of what got sent to us. I would say, one, every answer I have already or would feel comfortable giving about sex is in our September episode. So you could go back to September 2019 and listen to Emily and I
very awkwardly
turn red in the face. Yeah. So that is all I would like to reveal about sex in the public forum of the internet.
It has something to do with country music. Just go back and listen.
Oh my gosh. Literally, if I have country music playing in my Insta stories now, it never fails. Somebody will message me like, we know what you're doing tonight. I just like country music in general.
That's hysterical. So anyway, we're solving our own problem by not solving your guys' problem.
Sorry.
But we have a plan. Don't worry. Calm down.
We wouldn't leave you abandoned.
So what I want to do is catch up on like what's new, what's going on. And then I have some problems that I would like you to solve. And then you're going to give me some problems of yours to solve.
Sounds good.
Okay. So what's new with you?
Let's see, what is new with me? We just got off of two snow days, which is like throws a wrench in my life.
Yeah. Well, and you had just come back from Florida.
Right.
Yeah. Which is why this is a week late, guys. Rebecca's problem.
I know. That was my fault.
Was it amazing?
Florida was very fun. Yes. It was warm.
You go with your family?
We always go. My parents rent the same condo for themselves for the winter. And so we always go out there. And I've realized about myself that I think I love vacations where I've been before and I know what to expect. And I especially know like the sleeping situation, and I feel like that routine and normalcy is really good on a vacation for me.
I think it's the best of both worlds. Because you get something new, but you also, it's not a disaster.
Right.
And for the mom, you get to plan, you get to know what each kid needs and what you won't do, what you won't need. I love it. That's good.
And the condo is beautiful. Like, we would never be able, if we went to Florida as a family, we'd be staying in like Motel 6, like this condo is on the beach. Like, literally we can sit on the balcony and look at the waves, which is perfection because I hate sand, and I especially hate wet sand. And the condo complex also has a pool right in front of the beach. So it's like balcony, pool, two pools and a hot tub, and then the beach. So the kids just have it made. And I mean, I do too, honestly. We all have it made. But I'm so grateful because that would not be our, where we would stay if we were family tripping it ourselves.
Yeah. Down there.
So grateful for my parents.
How long do you get to stay there?
We usually stay about 3 or 4 nights every time. That's like our sweet spot.
I love it. That's so good.
How are you?
I'm good.
Where are your bangs?
I just noticed. Oh, they're just behind this little thing. I am never going to tell Katie that she was right.
She just took her headband down.
There.
And they pretty much just stayed there.
There.
So, you know. Was Katie in the no-bang camp?
Oh, she begged me not to get him. She's like, because they're going to look bad, and I'm going to have to tell you they look bad. And I don't want to have to tell you that.
Has she told you that?
She did say they looked interesting, which was her nice way of saying they looked bad. Anyway, that's fine. So at school, I keep adding and dropping the same class because I keep thinking, I can do two classes. I can't do two classes. I can do two classes. Anyway, but my advisor has to deal with it every time. Like, I can't do it myself.
Yeah.
So Pamela and I have become good friends because we talk. I've literally added and dropped the same class 3 times.
This one semester. Or just like each semester you try again.
Well, this particular class 3 times, but then historically I do the same thing. So she has to call to tell me I've dropped the class. And so I know where she lives. Like, we're both from the same hometown. And so we talk about that. Like, we've literally, it's a blooming, blossoming friendship.
Yeah. She's going to start thinking you're doing this on purpose just to get to know her better.
Well, I've told her that I have. I'm like, listen, she goes, can I help you with anything else? I said, well, I think I just need help with all my life choices, Pamela. And she's like, Emily, you just need to get out of your own head. Like, we've taken it to the next level. So
she's now your therapist.
She is. She really was doing some therapy on me. It's very funny. So there's that.
Yeah.
We got a new doctor at work, which is really good. Not every person should be in healthcare. Not everybody who goes to medical school should have. So we got a new doctor. And she's great. Lovely.
Yay.
She's from Bosnia and she calls me darling.
Oh,
I love it.
That's precious.
So anyhow, I went to Colorado for work last week and they put me up at the nicest hotel ever. It was so nice to go on a vacation by myself, even though it was very busy. Like, I had like 0 time off, but it was just fun.
I am going in March to record the audiobook, and I get to spend the night. They're putting me up in a hotel for that.
Where are you going to record it?
It's just West Michigan, so I have to drive, which is a bummer, because if I lived far away, they would also fly me somewhere, but now I have to, like, drive myself.
How long of a drive?
It's like a 3-hour, 3.5-hour drive. So, yeah, so I'm going to get to spend the night in a hotel by myself for a couple nights.
Are you excited about recording the audiobook? What are your thoughts?
I am. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I feel like it's going to be a long day, but I couldn't imagine anyone else reading my words. Like, that would feel very awkward and impersonal. So, and the studio that I'm going to is in this person's home, and he's already emailed me and said, like, what kind of snacks do you like? Like, what kind of tea do you drink? I would love to have that ready for you. And since we're in my own studio, we take breaks when we want to, and we call it a day when we're tired. You know, like, we're not set to someone else, like a recording studio schedule, I guess, you know, where I have to finish by a certain time. So
Do you feel like all your problem solved is going to help you be confident? I'd like a part in this.
Absolutely. I will make sure just to like subliminally whisper your name every like few pages as I just read something. I'll pretend it's a breath, but I'll just say like, Emily.
Might be creepier than I had hoped, but it's good. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, I can't be picky with these things.
That is so fun.
Emily.
Yeah. Super weird. And pretty pointless. But
I will get to say your name, though, because you're in the acknowledgments.
Oh, my gosh. Acknowledge me. Okay, this is all. I just need you to say my name a little louder than all the other names.
So you don't want me to whisper your name at that moment?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Or say it really long or something.
Should I call you Emilio?
I have always wished my name was Amelie because that sounds so much better.
I can change that.
Amelie Tomat. Can you do that?
I do love the name Amelie.
Me really too. Funny. I know. We had a neighbor whose name was Amelie, and I was like, oh, man. I want that name.
Well, I like Emily too.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. Thank you.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a natural product that I'm using, and I'm using it a lot this winter season. It's from Bee Keepers Naturals. This is a company that's on a mission to reinvent our medicine cabinet. Beekeepers Naturals is replacing your conventional medicine cabinet staples with clean and natural remedies that actually work, like propolis throat spray. That's what we have been using a lot in the Thomas family. It tastes good. If you're going to make your kids use it, it needs to taste good. But it also really helps to make your throat not hurt. With just three simple ingredients, this natural throat spray is powered by sustainably sourced bee propolis, which is an incredible hive germ fighter that contains a lot of antioxidants and over 300 beneficial compounds. It's exactly what your body needs when you're in recovery mode. So if you would like to also give your medicine cabinet an upgrade, go to beekeepersnaturals.com/MSW. You'll save 15% off on your first order. So again, go to beekeepersnaturals.com/MSW and enter the coupon code MSW at checkout, and you'll save 15% off your first order. So ladies, you know that I work now and I am busy and I love it. My life is full. All of our lives are full. We wouldn't need shows like this. Something that helps me is Prep-Dish. I know you know that. Have you tried it yet? If you haven't, why not? Prep-Dish will send you an email with your grocery list, the order of prepping everything so that you are only chopping vegetables in one section and you're only baking things in one section. You will get, in about 3 hours, a whole week's worth of food prepped. There's breakfast, there's dinners, there's snacks, there's even some desserts. The joy I feel when I look in a refrigerator that is full of mostly done dinners, I bet you understand. But if you want to try it free for 2 weeks, please do. Go to prepdish.com/MSW and you can try it free for 2 weeks. See if you don't love it as much as I do. prepdish.com/MSW.
Okay, so do you want to solve some problems?
I do.
Okay,
I live for this.
Okay, my first problem. My problem with this particular situation is I don't know if I've taken it too far. I never quite know where the line is. So we have clients, they come in, they're struggling with eating disorders. They are nervous. The first day is very hard. They see a lot of people. They look like a deer in the headlights. It's overwhelming. And everybody always does a good job of trying to make them feel comfortable, but it's very scary to come into like an already established group of people. Mm-hmm. You don't know the staff, but you're supposed to trust them. All of your freedoms are taken. Your phone is taken. You're put in a hospital gown. Like, it is not anybody's. And you have to start eating on a regular basis.
Right.
So not a good idea. Not good for them. So, I mean, good for them ultimately, but they're not a fan of it. So
for sure.
Their first breakfast seems to be, I don't know. Sometimes it's like the easiest meal and sometimes it's not because they're not hungry right then or whatever. So anyway, the first breakfast, I bought a cup on Amazon to use for the first day they come, their first cup of coffee, whatever. And it's blank.
A new mug for each, like, do you buy a new one that they get to keep? Or this is just like the special plate at your birthday?
Yeah. Like, I found it on Amazon and it's just outside is completely white. And I thought you could even like write, "Welcome, Sally," on with like dry erase marker or whatever. So it's white.
Okay.
But then at the bottom of the inside, it says, "You've been poisoned."
And I wonder why, like, the first day is the hardest for them.
Well, I mean, technically, it'd be their second day. It'd be their first morning.
Breakfast. Okay.
Their first cup of coffee. But then everybody would know
that it's coming.
Everyone else would, because it would have happened to them, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's lovely. It made me laugh so hard when I saw it. But I don't know if it's over the edge.
Have you already been using it? Or you're thinking about introducing the mug.
I purchased it and it's on its way to my house.
So the hardest part is going to be whoever gets it first, because no one else is in on the joke yet unless you let them know.
Oh, they would totally know.
Okay.
No, they would totally know. I just think it would be funny, but I don't want them to cry about it. And it's... It's a little bad because the nurse, like, literally is the one who did it. I don't know. So what are your thoughts? Too far? Just far enough?
Oh, man.
It's like a hazing. It's like...
It is like a hazing, but it is hazing. Like an eating disorder clinic, like the time to be hazing.
Or is it part of like an initiation and now you're part of something greater than yourself?
And you can realize that this is a place where you can have fun.
Yeah. And we do have a lot. I mean, there's so much laughing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I don't know.
I feel like it does fit your center, like, to do something like that, because you're right. You do have a lot of fun with them. And you had that, like, wake, come as you are, where you, like, just woke up and you, like, walked in with your bangs sticking up.
I did. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it fits.
I think it fits. Do you have someone you have to ask permission, or do you... Like, could someone veto this? Have you ran it by your superiors, or are you the superior?
I have not asked anybody in any leadership positions. Nope, not asking. I think I'm just going to do it.
Okay. I can't wait to find out how this goes. Oh, man.
All right. So there's that. Do you want me to say my problems, or do you want to, now you say it?
Let's go back and forth. Yeah.
Okay, go.
All right. My problem is with my dog, Mojo, who you all know the story of. It's a very sweet story of an old dog coming home.
It is.
Basically, yeah. Problem is I thought he'd be dead by now. When I said yes to keeping him, he looked like he was on his last life. I thought it would be 6 weeks tops.
Oh, you know? Wow. You really thought this was like a kind of like a dog boarding situation.
Yeah, it was a hospice care situation.
Yes. Okay.
I feel like I even said that on this podcast. I just really felt like we were his hospice care, and this, we were going to give him a really comfortable, lovely last 6 weeks of life. And
is he perked up?
He's fat. He's like got all his hair back. He's just like loving life, rubbing his fur all over my furniture, peeing in the house because he's old and has bladder issues if we don't get to him right away. If there's such thing as a dog that can let itself out to go to the bathroom and pick up its own poop, then I would be okay with having a dog.
Well, I mean, they can let themselves out to go to the bathroom. My dog does that.
But they can't pick up their own poop.
No, that's like a great, have Jonah do that.
I know. And we do. I'm not the only one picking it up, but it's just another living thing to take care of. I just feel like I don't have capacity for extra living things. And then for some reason we got 3 gerbils like a couple months ago. I know. I remember, I think 3. I said it. I killed the frog. Do you remember the tadpole?
No.
I think I said it on here. Jonah was gifted this tadpole from our neighbor. It was the only tadpole that successfully transitioned from our neighbor and us into a little tiny baby fragile frog. And I squished it between rocks while I was cleaning out the cage. And at that point, Neil was on a field trip with Jonah. And I texted Neil, like, I just killed the frog.
Gosh.
I will get him whatever he wants. Like, we'll go get another frog. And he wanted a gerbil. And then we realized that gerbils do better in groups. So now we have 3.
I'm sorry. Was the gerbil depressed?
I just feel like they're meant, the sign at Petco could have just been to like get you to buy more gerbils.
Yes, that was what had happened.
Mm-hmm. But they say that they do better when they're with other gerbils. And so now like they're constantly needing fed and their cage needs cleaned. And then they haven't had water down there for 2 days. And I'm trying to decide if I need to fill the water or just
let them pass. You're literally...
It is a thought of mine. If no one else in this house is going to notice that their water, like, is this a good lesson? Do they need to learn?
Oh, man, that feels harsh for the gerbil.
Yeah. One of them, Emily, this is terrible. One of them, because it was out, they were out of food for so long, started gnawing on its own tail. And it was like bloody.
Rebecca, I don't know. I don't think y'all are gerbil people.
No, but I don't know what to do about it at this point in life.
You give them back to Petco and you say, you freaking liars.
Yeah.
They don't do better in groups.
They're biting each other's tails because they're so hungry. Like having, or he's biting his own. I'm not sure which is better, to be honest.
I really don't know what to do with the gerbil. I have, my daughter would like one, and I just told her that I am a hard no.
Yeah.
But if you want to ask your dad, and he maybe says yes, that's fine. And he will say no. So that's why I'm making it his
fault. I know. I need to be harder on the no, but I just love, my kids love animals, or they love the idea of animals. You know what? That's what it is, because no matter how much I make them promise that they will be the ones to take care of it, it always falls back on the mom, I feel like. I just don't have time to take care of four kids, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 animals. It's just too much.
So I would say don't keep the gerbils and just focus on the dog. Just an idea. I don't know what to do with the gerbils.
I know, that's what I don't know what to do either. I thought about, oh, maybe their teachers would like them as class pets and we could,
yeah,
you know, break them up and give one to each teacher. So they are not keen on getting rid of them at this point, but.
Okay, but like if they're going to not be taken care of, so maybe give them one more week.
Yeah.
Or one more time of not taking care of them. And it'll just a matter of time. You'll get rid of those gerbils.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they'll die. Which also, I know.
Feel sad about that.
I know. Well, I'll ship them to you.
No, okay. I don't feel that sad about it. Oh, pets, man.
Okay, I'll feed them water after this. As soon as I hang up here, I'm going to go fill up their water. Just so all of you can
don't call PETA.
Don't.
So in order for my son to watch screens, he has to go pick up the dog poop. Mm-hmm. And if you do it every day and there's not that much.
For sure.
And he does a terrible job. So, but he's under the impression he's done something.
That is a good idea. I feel like I need to get back to what, and you're so good at doing this, the list of things that need to be done before they have screens. I think that's key because we have had no screens during the school year. We have nothing Monday through Thursday, and then they get screens Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I think I need to have a list of things that they have to do before they get their screens on Friday.
Yeah, they're very motivated at that point.
For sure. Yeah.
And let me just say, it doesn't always go perfectly. If I could show you my children's rooms right now, you would not feel like I'm doing a great job, but whatever. I tried to do that.
Yeah. Do you check off, like, if clean their room is one of the things, do you have to approve it before you hand over the screen? Or do they just tell you they've done it?
It kind of does. We do a little bit of both, depending on how lazy I'm feeling. Because for sure. I am so, all I see is what's out of place. I'm an Enneagram 1. And so it's very hard for me to go, oh, okay, like there's candy wrappers over there on the floor. You're A, not supposed to have candy in your room. B, pick up the wrappers, like destroy the evidence. Come on. And I can't just overlook that. So we end up like deep cleaning the room because I can't help myself. And that's not good either.
I would be the same way. I'd pull out their junk drawer and be like, this is full of junk.
And they would say, yes, see, I nailed it. It's a junk drawer. Okay, so Noom is a habit change program that uses psychology to teach you how your mind works so that you can understand why you make the decisions that you make and feel empowered to change for good. Maybe you're like me and you have a goal to eat better so that you feel better. And I would also love it if my pants fit. That would be a bonus. So with Noom, I have a coach. She's also named Emily, so I love her even more than regular. She messages me with encouragement. She reminds me about my goals. She's like a virtual cheerleader. So y'all know that I am interested in psychology, and Noom helps teach us why our brains do the things they do and gives us tools to break bad habits. But Noom isn't going to take over your life. They suggest about 10 minutes a day. I think we all have that. Also, they're not going to shame you if you mess up because we are all moms struggling well. We're going to mess up. So they also give us a healthy portion of grace. It's great. So anyhow, it's the perfect time to take a step towards healthier habits. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/MSW.
What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/MSW to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/MSW. So ladies, part of living healthy is getting rid of harmful chemicals where we can, like soaps and detergents, and even the cloth that you wash your face with. If this sounds like one more item on your to-do list, I'm not trying to make it sound like that because I get it. If I put one more item on my to-do list, I'm going to run out of my house screaming. You don't have to stop at a specialty store to get these things. Let me tell you about Grove Collaborative. Grove Collaborative is the one company that will bring all natural home, beauty, and personal care products to your doorstep. When my box comes, I'm very excited. All of their products are guaranteed to be good for you, your family, your home, and the planet, so you aren't spending your entire life reading labels. We don't have time for that. So I love Myers soaps. I love the Myers everything they have. So that's what I get from Grove because it's cheaper and my kitchen smells good. And I love how the labels look. I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I love it and it makes me happy. But they have way more stuff than that. That's just kind of what my jam is. So anyway, so join the over 2 million lifetime customers who trust Grove Collaborative. For a limited time, when my listeners go to grove.co/MSW, you'll get a free 5-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Myers herself. I mean, not really, I don't know, but from Mrs. Myers. And that's a $30 value. So go to grove.co/MSW and you'll get this exclusive cleaning offer. Grove.co/MSW.
Okay, so I have another problem. I keep joining gyms and I don't go to the gym. I currently have 2 gym memberships.
I'm noticing a trend. Uh-huh. With you Tell signing me. Up for things and then not and then quitting them.
So my follow through is the problem.
Yeah. Okay, what gyms? Are they 2 different types of gyms? Like you have a bar membership and a Planet Fitness.
No, they're both gyms. One is expensive. Do you have Lifetime?
No, we go to the Y. We have a Y membership.
Okay, there's no Y even remotely close to me for some reason.
Oh, bummer.
But so the Lifetime gym is like a spa. It's beautiful. I love their classes.
Okay.
But then there's a super close to my house, very bad gym that's $10 a month.
Mm.
I'm going to quit that one, I think.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because you're not frequenting either of them currently.
Neither. Uh-uh. Nope.
So you might as well get rid of the bad one that even if you had time, you wouldn't want to go to.
Okay, yeah. I'll cancel that one. And then I'll try to go to the first one.
I mean, did you say there is, you said it's beautiful. Are there like massages and is it like a spa?
It is. They have all, they'll do your nails. They have a place.
Why are you not
coffee.
Living there?
I don't know. They have indoor pools and jacuzzis and saunas. I don't know. Cause I'm busy with like grad school and stuff. And here's the other problem. I felt like I wasn't having enough artistic outlet. I love doing stuff with my hands. And I realized I wasn't having any of that in my life. And so I started crocheting because the girls in the house taught me how to do that. Everybody who comes through, you know, some people like everybody has different. But right now we're in a crocheting phase. And so anyway, but then all I want to do is like watch Netflix and crochet. And that's not helping me get to the gym.
No.
Not helping me get ready for this half marathon.
Can you sit on a bike and crochet and watch Netflix at the gym?
Oh, man. That is a very visual. I don't think my fancy gym wants any of that. They might, like, escort me to the storage closet and be like, here, use this bike. You weirdo. Oh, that's so funny.
We have a similar, I mean, we pay for the Y every month and we never go. Or we go like once. And so we have like our visit was $120, you know, like we just paid $120 to go work out for 30 minutes. Like it's terrible. And I hate it. So like, I hate when it comes out of our bank because I'm like, we need to use this. Like we need to go twice a day to make it worth it. But man, getting there.
How far away is it?
Like 7 minutes. It's not even far.
Okay.
The problem is it is downtown Detroit. And so we do have to find street parking, does make it terrible. And then we have to pay for that street parking. So really, we're paying like $120 for the membership, but then at like $2 or $3 every time we go to park. So
street parking would be such a big barrier for me.
Yeah.
I hate that. Parallel parking. Stop. I'm bad at that. I do not understand that concept. Sure, there's a right way to do it.
I've gotten really good at it since living in Hamtramck in Detroit. That's all like the option I had for 6 years before we got a house with a garage. So, yeah. Well, speaking of cars, that's my next problem. Wait, did we finish your problem? Yeah. Well, we didn't solve the gym. Neither of us know what to do about our gym memberships that we don't use.
I think I'm going to go after we get... Well, I have two more interviews today, but after I'm done talking for 3 hours, I'll go to the gym.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm going to go cancel.
Oh, I'll cancel the one and go to the other.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Yeah. All right, we need new cars, two of them specifically. Neil's car, we need most desperately, we thought. It has no heat, no air conditioning. It's like very janky. It's probably like 2007.
Okay, pause for just a second. I thought every car had heat because you just are using the heat from the motor. I don't know who told me that.
You're from Texas. I forgot. Yeah.
But like the car is generating heat. So I thought cars used that heat. Is that a really stupid thing to say?
I don't know. That. Now that you're saying this, that would make sense. I feel like there's an additional element that is broken.
Okay.
In Neil's car specifically.
So it's not hot enough.
It's not blowing hot air. It's not blowing. I don't think an engine could get hot enough to blow as hot of air as we need in Michigan.
Okay. And I may have just made that up, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a question.
It's been a long time since I went to car mechanic school.
Right. Yeah. And lots has changed since then.
So you need that for him. And then what's your car problem?
My car just decides to shut down while I'm driving every now and then.
No.
It's happened twice. It doesn't start at random times when I needed to. It might be the battery, but we've taken it to a mechanic and he can't figure out. He says, your car looks beautiful everywhere. It's just there's an electrical issue somewhere that I can't find. And it would literally he'd have to go through every single electrical connection in the car to find where it's shorting or whatever. So we just feel like that one is potentially not very reliable as we go down. Now, we have always been buy a used car and drive it till it dies type people. But I'm wondering if I need to be a different type of person, which is buy a used car that's fairly within 2 or 3 years old, drive it for 3 or 4 years and then trade it in and get another one. You know, like never have a car that's so old. We're paying so much money just to keep it on the road.
Yeah.
How do you guys do your cars?
So I recently, when I started working, my husband said that I could buy a Subaru because that's what I've always wanted.
Sounds like an old lady car.
Oh, a Subaru Outback? No, it's like the state car of Colorado. They're like really lovely. Okay. And I wanted a green one and I got a green one. It's got brown leather seats and I love it. Every time I get in it, I get so excited about my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't new because that's a waste of money to buy a new car. No offense to a listener who just rolled off the lot with a new car. I'm sure you love it. But I think, a little bit older. So I think mine's like a 2017.
Okay, yeah.
I have a bunch of money to pay on it, but my goal is to pay that off. I'm going to get my husband's paid off this year and then mine paid off next year. Mm-hmm. And then every couple of years, do trade it in, spend the little extra money, and then have a paid off newish car. That feels to me like you're taking out the headache of the unreliability and being without your car, being stuck on the side of the road, all that kind of stuff.
I agree. Yeah. Well, it's good to know you do that too. And I think we'll just, in our minds and in our budget, have a car payment that either we're saving, like that's always being saved for the new car, or like you said, maybe we'll take out a loan for like a good used car when it comes time. And then, you know, always have a car payment going, even if we don't have a car payment to be made.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's smart. I don't know. I don't like the idea of like electrical stuff you can't find. Like, get a car you know you can.
Yeah. And every car after like, this one is 8 years old. My car that's having the mechanical electrical issues is 8 years old. And I feel like that's right when things start going. When it's just the nature of like a car, you know, it's never going to increase in value. It's always going to go. Things are going to start breaking.
Yeah. Dumb things. My car before this car we had had forever and it was not letting me put gas in it.
What? It's like trying to kill itself.
No. So I would have to stand there and like trick it into letting gas go in for just a second before it stopped the gas from going in. And it was going to be like $4,000 to let it put gas in. I'm like, no.
Oh, cars dumb. Are so dumb. Yeah.
All right. I bought a pair of shoes for a fancy event.
Okay.
And I didn't end up going to the event. I didn't end up wearing the shoes. Mm-hmm. But my son needed a shoebox for a school project. Mm-hmm. And so now I have these shoes that I don't want, but I can't return because I don't have the box. Or can I return them?
Where'd you buy them?
Steve Madden.
I would say try.
Just walk in with nary a box in sight.
Well, you know, you could just say your son stole the box for a school project without your permission. The heathen.
I totally gave it to him because I thought I was going to the event.
You don't need to tell Steve Madden that. All the details. You could try that, or you could try, I mean, if you don't care about getting all your money back, you could sell on like Poshmark or Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, I need to try that. That feels like so much time. I have stuff I should put on there, but I don't ever.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, I should try it because I've never used them and I don't think that I will.
Yeah, well, you never know. You might need those. Like.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, fine. I'll keep them.
That took a lot of convincing. All right, here's my last one.
Okay.
This one's more just kind of funny. So in the last 3 days, Gavin has thrown up in his crib and didn't wake up. So while that happened and therefore woke up with like the crusty puke all over his hair. So I've had to like clean that up. Today or last night, his diaper came off during his sleep, you know, time.
Wiggling? How much wiggling?
Neil bought really cheap diapers this last time, a brand I've never heard of.
It's hard. You want to know what can I buy cheaper and save money?
These diapers are not one of them.
Okay.
So he took it off or it slid off or came undone and there's poop everywhere in Jonah got him out of bed and like he didn't come down with Gavin. He's like, I think Gavin either threw up again or leaked through his diaper. So we're like, oh, poor buddy. I have wiped so much poop off of walls of my house.
Whoa. Okay.
And Neil and I were cleaning up the poop fiasco this morning, Neil gets an email. He gets notifications of all his emails on his watch, which I think is like ridiculous.
I do. And I do too.
You do too.
Everyone. I answer my phone on my watch. I love it.
But he's getting like all his junk too notifies him. Like, here's a junk mail.
But then you just archive it right then and then it's not in your inbox anymore.
That's true. Well, the one that happened as we're like having poop everywhere, throwing away diapers, cleaning up Gavin, Neil gets an email for care.com. And he's like, they're watching us. They're like realizing that we are just done with parenting.
That's so funny.
And then we got to talking about the celebrity culture of having kids.
Okay.
Like, and just really wanting that lifestyle. The like having the kids, but not having to clean up the poop, change the diapers, like wash the crusted throw up out of their hair. Like, you get the benefits of and the fun part of having the kids without any of the rest of it. And I'm just wondering how you feel about that and how I can become a celebrity.
Yes. My first thought, though, is that stuff is so not fun, but it's really character building.
It is.
Not that, you know, and I'm saying that my children toilet themselves. They sleep all night, you know. My character is a belt. No, but there's something so personal and intimate and lovely about
cleaning up poop.
Them doing that. Them seeing you do that for them. I don't know. I'm not trying to like make it magical when it really does stink.
Yeah.
But there is something like, I mean, I clean up vomit all day from my clients and we get into some gross situations and there's just something so human and beautiful about yeah. being, I think I wouldn't want to have some random person doing that for my kids mm-hmm. all the time. I don't know.
I'll just have to pray about that.
Yeah. Because I think that's a load of crap right there, Emily.
Literally.
Oh, that is such an intense season.
That's a good perspective. Like, that is a good perspective to think about. As they get older, they're going to look back and be like, this is the woman who, like, cleaned up poop and my throw up and held my hair back. Which does bring me, like, it's just, I do think there's a difference between this happening with Gavin, who doesn't understand even what we're doing, and then when Jonah was throwing up like months ago and I would get up with him in the middle of the night every time, he would literally say to me, thank you for being with me, you know, and you're just like, oh yeah, buddy. Like, I mean, it helps that you're making it into the toilet every time and I'm not like having to.
You're doing your part, man. That's why I'm here with you.
Right. Rubbing your back. But that was so sweet. And so like, you're right. Like, that's very meaningful when you're the person that's with someone in their worst moments.
It is. But man, it's intense. You know, it's so funny. I love that you're saying like, okay, so the dog's peeing everywhere. The gerbils are
starving.
Close. They're on their way to glory. And I've got poop on the walls because like you have such a beautiful house and you present very put together. But I just appreciate that you're honest about it's not exactly like that.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me a platform to do that.
You are so welcome.
You get me talking long enough and I'll tell you about the poop on my wall. I literally could take you there and show you a swipe of poop on my wall right now that I'm just like, I don't want to just leave it at this point, you know?
I know. There comes a point where there's just the law of diminishing returns. What's the point of the effort?
What's the point of wiping it off?
Yeah. Okay, so I have one final problem.
All right.
Several years ago, my daughter tripped and knocked out both of her front teeth and broke her arm.
Oh.
Recently, like last weekend, she tripped again. She jacked up her two front teeth. Like, she catches herself with her mouth. I don't know. Like, let's make a new plan. She also hurt the same arm again. It's not broken, but... So now these are her grown-up teeth, and they look real rough. But not like she doesn't have to get, it wasn't veneer. So bad that, yeah, there's not like that. But they're going to have to get filed.
Okay.
And she is not someone who likes the dentist. She's not. And that's normal, right? But there's a level of anxiety that she takes it to. It's like threat level 10 when she goes there. And I always ask them, will you please give me some special juice that will make her chill?
Mm-hmm.
And they never will. Like, they don't believe me. And I get it. In healthcare, there's a lot of people who come in with a lot of stuff and you're just like, oh, it'll be fine. But I'm like, can you look in her chart? Like, something's got to be highlighted in red. Something's got to be in some capital letters about how this child behaves. And they won't do it. So she's going to have to go get her teeth filed. And I'm trying to, maybe care.com has
some answer.
Dental mothering. Like, I don't want to go to the dentist with her. So will you do it? How do I fix this? They won't believe me.
Do they not remember the last times?
The ones who've been there, they do. Their eyes get a little big and they give me knowing looks. I'm not kidding. Like, she can clear out a dental office. All the other kids are like, well, we thought we were fine. But we're not fine now. She's not fine. Anyway, maybe I pregame her. Like, maybe I give her a lot of Benadryl. I don't know what to do. But they don't listen to me.
That's a bummer. I mean, I had my first cavity filled like just this last month. I actually had like five cavities. I know. Well, I made up
never
work.
In your I'd life?
Like, never in my life. And so this time I went and I had five somehow. I don't know. It's probably just ancient growing older type thing. And so I felt very anxious getting that done for the first time. Like it was like I was taking deep breaths. And I do feel like if I didn't know how to calm myself down, there would be red letters all over my file, you know?
Yeah. Like, no, it's scary. It can be real. I, for some reason, have always loved the dentist, but I also grew up to be a nurse. Like that medical stuff, yeah. I think it's fascinating. So it's not that she's nervous. It's that they won't listen to me and give her something.
You know what my brother did when he had a cavity filled that I thought about doing, but I wasn't brave enough to ask. He asked for the x-ray blanket to be laid on top of him during the procedure. Because it was hanging right there anyways. And I saw it when I got my cavity filled. And I was like, I can white knuckle through this. And I wish I'd asked for it maybe. Because it would feel calming to have that heavy thing on there. So maybe try that. That'd be an easy.
I love that
thing,
idea.
You know, an easy thing.
That's so smart. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm bummed that they won't use anything. Because my kid's pediatric dentist uses like what is it called?
Nitrous oxide. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a pediatric dentist's office as well. I don't understand. Maybe I just need a new place.
Or will your insurance cover it? Because maybe if you can call your insurance first and then tell them like my insurance will cover, or do they not even have it? Maybe they don't have it. I know some.
Oh, no, they have it. It's not in a back alley, Rebecca.
Well, I don't know.
Just kidding.
Then find it and give some to your daughter.
That's true. I should just walk around and take matters in my own hands. I bet they love that when parents do that. Just she's looking for the nitrous oxide.
For herself.
Maybe that's what I need to do. You won't medicate her, I'll medicate me. Gosh. All right.
Oh, poor thing.
Anyway, she'll make it.
Yeah.
I just will see if maybe my husband will take her.
That's another.
There's a thing about they don't act the same around the husbands.
It's so true. So true.
That is not fair that we get their worst. We get the worst behavior. We get the worst fluids.
Yeah. Life has never promised us to be fair.
Now I'm worked up. All right. Well, I got to go. I have another interview.
Last thing before you go, because I don't want to make you super late, but, you know, Zondervan did email you and Katie to have me on your podcast, and Katie responded, no.
What? Of course she did. No.
She said, no. We have Rebecca every month.
Yeah. That is so funny.
I'm just teasing you. I thought it was funny. I did not expect to be, like, I don't want to be on your podcast.
How dare you? My expectation, hold it. My expectation was that you would be. I was just waiting for you to tell me when.
No, I feel like I'm on it every month. Like,
but we're not talking about your book.
We've been through the whole thing, you know, like maybe in May, we'll specifically talk about my book.
Well, specifically
during the problem solved. Okay. But I don't need to be like a problem solved episode and then a guest on Mom Struggling Well. Like that's overkill for Rebecca Smith online.
I don't think that people would think that.
I put it to a vote.
Send us your opinions about that. No, but I think we'll make the May problem solved about a better life. About your book.
How to have a better life.
How to have a better life. And you'll just solve it all.
I'll solve them all.
Sounds good. All right.
I love you.
Love you back. Talk to you later.